This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy. Radiation.
Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, now, can we say goodbye to Hurricane Matthew? Because it hasn't gotten here yet. It's on its way. And TMB, you got any, like, special, like, show them your guns, your biceps. Maybe you can scare Matthew away.
Oh, man. You know, maybe 20 years ago that might have worked. But today that Matthew would just laugh and come right at me.
Oh, man, this is, it looks like a big, crazy, crazy storm. But, yeah. You know, I'm still planning to be out in Tampa, St. Pete for the homeoprophylaxis conference. I know a lot of people are afraid, but it doesn't look like it's hitting the west coast of Florida, folks. So come on down. I want to see you. I want to talk to you. I want to interview you. And we need to learn about homeoprophylaxis as an option for strengthening and, helping the immune system along so that when you realize vaccines are armed and dangerous, you'll have another option. So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah,
but
it is important. It is important, and these interviews are important. So I appreciate you. You might be taking up my slack because I may not make it down. Not that Tampa's going to get hit, because I don't think it's going to get hit at all. But I'm on such a tight schedule this last weekend before our conference in Dallas that if I happen to get bumped and even get delayed for 6 or 8 hours, it throws everything off. So yeah. I just can't risk it at this point.
No, I know. If there's any delay, backlog, anything like that. So we got you covered either way, my friend.
Yeah.
But, yeah, thinking about that, this time next week, let's see, Wednesday, we'll be just warming up for the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. It's really coming.
It is. I can't believe it. This time next week, we will be getting ready for the speaker get-together will be next Thursday night. So it'll be a week and a day till the speaker get-together, and then it all kicks off Friday morning at 8 o'clock sharp. And let me tell you, man, I just got back from a conference out in Phoenix these last couple of days, mm-hmm. and they weren't really, let's just say they didn't really stick to the schedule. people were going long, and, the break would be whenever it was and so forth. That is going to be the exact opposite of the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Life Symposium. We're running this thing. It's almost like three straight days of solid television, mm-hmm. like on a television schedule. So it's going to be to the minute. We're getting big screens outside of each room that'll be countdown clocks to when it starts.
Wow.
You know, each lecture, so people will know that, when it's zero, you better be in there and in your seat because that's when it's starting. And then when the clock hits zero for the speaker, they're done. We go to commercial. So it's going to be a real rigid schedule, but I think it's going to work well.
No, I think it's very exciting to do it this way because it's respectful of the audience, respectful of, if the speakers prepare well, they got to fit it in. And, it flows. The energy keeps going in that way.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've been to these conferences where they just don't have a respect for the time. Maybe the speaker does, but, it's like you really have to let the speakers know. It's really to honor everybody that's in attendance. And so this thing is going to be going off like clockwork. I'll pretend I'm on my radio show because that's the only time I know what time it is.
It is. It's going to be kind of like doing your radio show. I mean, you've got a hard break. That's when you break, period.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is going to be honoring the speakers that are to come. It's really kind of disrespectful to people that speak after you if you take up an extra half hour.
Right.
Because it runs into their, and then so then people that were coming to see them, they have to wait an extra half hour for them to start, or an extra mm-hmm. hour if somebody else takes too long. So, I think it's going to work well, but I was made very aware this last few days that we have a really strict, very rigid schedule that we have to follow, and we are going to follow it.
Right. And by the way, folks, it is like a TV event because if you didn't get tickets, you are okay. You can stream it live via the web. And we have links up. As I told you, this week we would reveal it. Just a couple of days ago, we were able to get the links. If you go to robertscottbell.com, you will see it. Just scroll down where it says the event. You'll see a picture of Ty. The event is sold out, but you keep going in there. The text is hyperlinked. Click in it. Sign up. Free. You can stream it live. I don't think people are going to want to get up for the breaks. They're just going to be having to eat non-GMO popcorn all weekend or something.
I think they're going to really enjoy it. It's going to be just from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. It's going to be nonstop. Who's who speaking? The commercials are going to be really interesting. I think that they're going to be not quite the same level as Super Bowl commercials, but they're going to be interesting to where people will sit and watch the commercials because they're going to be educated during the commercials and they'll be entertained. And there's some bloopers during the commercials and things like that. So I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be great. And just since yesterday, when we first released the link, we've had over 80,000 people sign up just in the last day and a half to watch, to view online.
Man.
So. We're anticipating that we'll probably be at 500,000 new people to watch just by the time it starts. And then once it starts, that's when it really snowballs and people start wanting to watch because that's what's happening that weekend. So who knows how many people will end up watching it live.
That's right. And, you know, speaking of Super Bowl commercials, we do have a supermodel coming. Carol Alt is going to be there.
Yes, she will. Carol's going to be speaking at the VIP dinner along with Mary Beth Gonzalez. Both of them will be giving honor to Nick. And then we also have Jeffrey Jackson and Nico LaHood will be speaking at the VIP dinner about vaccines.
Nice.
So at the VIP dinner, it's going to be really educational as well. While we're eating our organic food, we'll be listening to some interesting lectures as well. And they're only going to be 5 or so minutes each, so it's not long lectures, but just real quick talks. And then the Kosh brothers, Casey Krejci's boys, and their buddy Johnny Addis are going to be singing several songs as well. So it's going to be very much entertainment as well as educational.
Nice. So nice. That's going to be amazing. I'm just thinking about all the things that are going on and my head is spinning and I haven't even arrived yet.
Say that again.
I said my head is spinning. I haven't even arrived yet.
My head started to spin a few days ago and I don't think it stopped spinning since then. Once I realized that our conference is just a little bit over a week out, it is starting to spin.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, even without this, hurricane hitting Florida in the next couple of days, I would be seriously trying to figure out a way not to go because there's so much that's still left to do, and this event is huge.
Right. Well, there you go. You can watch it live on the web, and we have the links up in the show notes, so go to robertscottbell.com. Also, I've got an interview scheduled with Mary Beth Gonzalez because we are revealing the new book about the clinical cases. Remember when Dr. Nick Gonzalez would come on and say, go ahead, match my cases, like Clint Eastwood would do as Dirty Harry. And so the first 50 or so, I think, are being released now on pancreatic cancer and breast cancer. So we'll talk about that maybe over the weekend, which is very exciting. So let's see. What the first story, official story I want to do with you on Outside the Box today?
What's that?
This is in the New York Times. Michael Pollan, a good guy, talking about, you know, big food versus real food, right? And it's to show a little bit of fairness. Like, we're equal opportunity offenders, but we're equal opportunity acknowledgers. Do you remember when Obama and Michelle, you know, got in the White House and she planted an organic garden on the ground?
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as I can tell, we applauded those efforts, although we were a bit concerned because I heard there was heavy metal contamination in the soil. But there were some good things coming from Michelle Obama talking about food.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was some, if you're a parent, right, and they have kids, you, for the most part, you want to do right by your kids. And you could say, yeah, I want cleaner foods. But this article is really interesting by Michael Pollan. It goes into what the behind the scenes, the big food lobby, the CAFOs, how they fought back with, by lobbying, like big pharma lobbies, and said, Obama, not so fast. You're not coming after us. And so, if we could give props to the Obamas early in their presidency, I really think they did care about the food issue, and Michelle Obama really wanted to, you know, grow things organically. But what happens is, no matter who you are, and this is an important point, as I said, there are no political saviors. No matter which way you lean politically, no matter who becomes president, even though we might favor one over another, the reality is they're going to have to deal with an entrenched bureaucratic oligarchy and a corporate lobbying system that will attempt to take your life, as has happened to previous presidents, if you push too hard in certain areas. And so I think that's outside the box thinking, but I think we have to be realistic about these things.
Yeah, I think that was a good thing to want, you know, to organic gardening and pushing that. But you said the CAFOs. You're talking about the concentrated animal feeding operations or
Correct.
Organizations, whatever. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, of course. You know, that's where they feed the chickens and the hogs and the, I guess, the cows as well. I mean, they're, mm-hmm. they put them all into really tiny spaces and feed them a bunch of genetically modified junk. And it's really an inhumane treatment of the animals. And you know what? Even if the Obamas did have good intentions at the first, which it seems like that they did with the organic mm-hmm. food,
yep.
it does the big agri, the big organizations, big pharma, they are equal opportunity
buyers, purchasers.
Well, I was going more for like offenders, maybe.
Well, that too. Yeah, but they'll purchase anybody.
And maybe threateners as well. I mean, you mm-hmm. never know. You don't know what's said behind closed doors. And then maybe it's just a threat that maybe we don't contribute to your campaign anymore. Maybe the money sure. dries up. You know, maybe the lobbyists dry up. Who knows? But it's pretty much, I think you're right. They can buy off just about anybody. And if they aren't able to buy them off, then that's when people start ending up shooting themselves in the head twice and things like that.
Yeah, well, they threaten them sometimes with, oh, you know those pictures we have of you when whatever, you know, these are the kind of things that play at that level, because you're talking
yeah.
about billions and now into the trillions of profit and other things. And where I won't give, let's say, you know, as I say something nice about the Obamas early on in their administration where they looked like they were going to go, there is a choice, and we all have a choice. And even President Obama had a choice to back down or push forward or even say, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I'm gonna resign, and that's it, because I cannot participate in the evil that's happening here. And that's where, you know, we all have to, let's say, go face to face with our Creator. And that's where I think most politicians fall down.
Well, yeah, and if you remember, before Obama was elected the first time, mm-hmm. one of his platforms was that he believed that we all had the right to know.
Yeah,
where's your food grown? Is it genetically modified? If so, it needs to be labeled. I mean, that was clear in several of his speeches. And then he just did an about face. He did a 180 on it, and now he preaches exactly the opposite. So whether
yeah.
he's been bought off or threatened or whatever, it doesn't matter. I mean, you come to a point where mm-hmm. you've got to fish or cut bait.
Yep.
And at this point, you know, one of the things that Bobby Kennedy really impressed me with when I interviewed him a couple weeks ago is he said, I came to a crossroads with these vaccines where I could either act like I wasn't seeing what I was seeing or I could stand up. And he said, I couldn't act like I wasn't seeing it anymore.
Well, that's where all the respect goes to Bobby Kennedy. And that's where we lose respect for like the Obamas. And you might say, well, they have to do. No, there's always a choice, folks.
Yep.
You can play along because you want to keep in that position of power, or you can say, nope, I'm not going to participate because this will be a smear on my very existence. That's a choice at any point in time you have to make. We'll be back.
That's right.
This.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scott Belcher.
Now, rocking out to some new Super Don bumpers here on Outside the Box Wednesday with Scott Belcher, the star of The Truth About Cancer,
along with his lovely wife, Charlene, and they're going to be with us all, hosting the hostess with the mostest at The Truth About Cancer in Dallas next week, and you can watch it live online. Go to robertscottbell.com right now, scroll down in the show notes, and you'll see a link, and you can sign up, and you won't have to miss a thing. Good seats, even at home. That's so nice of you, Ty. That was a great idea to do that.
Yeah, it is going to be good seats even at home. It'll be really good seats even at home. And, you know, you'll be able to kind of – one of the things that's going to be neat is you'll be able to choose, just like the people that are at the conference, when we do go to breakout sessions and there's three people speaking at the same time, you'll be able to choose which one you watch. There'll be three different stations that you can look at. So it'll be very similar to being there, except you're not going to be up close and personal, but you still get the great information.
Can't technically rub elbows, but you can kick back on your own couch and eat your own food, whatever. You can dress in your underwear. That's all right.
True.
We don't judge.
Yeah, true.
So here we go. FDA slaps black box warning on hepatitis C wonder drugs like Harvoni. Why? Well, we'll treat you for hep C, but we're going to give you hep B. What? What?
Oh, man. I mean, isn't this just typical for Big Pharma? They have they treat one disease and give you another, or they treat one symptom and give you another symptom. This Harvoni, so they treat you for hepatitis C but give you hepatitis B. Hmm. You wonder if that was maybe part of the business planning of the people that created the Harvoni, or the company that created Harvoni, because we know that they know the side effects that are going to occur after somebody takes their drugs. You know, I shared a story before with you of a guy that I knew in college that was sitting in on the board meetings of a big pharma company, and they knew the side effects that their drug was going to give, and they already had drugs in the works to treat those side effects. So, you know, maybe this is just one of those instances where the FDA caught them.
You know, it's fascinating whether they intend to or not. The results are the same, so it almost doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Think about this. If you're treating hep C, and this is all the rage now, oh, we can cure hep C, $1,000 a pill, do it for 9 weeks, whatever it is. Yet, it damages your liver, clearly. It damages your immune system, clearly. How do I know that? Because you're talking about people who had a hep B infection under control or it was no longer there, and suddenly it comes back. Do they, I ask you, pop quiz time, not really, because you know the answer, do they put hepatitis B on the pill, in the pill? I mean, even I'm not that skeptical to say that's what they're doing. But the point is, if it allows it to come roaring back, what does it tell you about the damage to the immune system that was keeping it in check with whatever drugs you were on before?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and I, that was not my allegation at all. I'm more in line with you that, it's going to damage the liver, damage the immune system, and allow a hep B infection to come back. And that's really, that's what these side effects are, right? The side effects of a drug are the damage, the collateral damage that a drug does to the rest of your body that can then lead to reoccurrences of that disease or another disease. And so it's really the damage, the side effects, or as Dr. Ben Johnson says, the direct effects of the drug.
Yes. And if an FDA drug is approved for a use and they say it actually cures you, run, because it's a lie. And how do I know that? Well, in this case, they talk about this being the wonder drugs, these hep C drugs, a record-breaking billion-dollar drugs, and they claim near-perfect cure rates. And when people talk to me about, but it looks like it cures everybody, I'm like, here's how they get away with this. They haven't ever isolated hepatitis C. So for them to say they've cured hepatitis C is no big stretch since they've never even found it. And they've sold you the ultimate dream pill. We can't say you have a disease, but we're going to pretend you have it, and then we're going to give you a pill you spend $1,000 per pill on, and then we tell you you don't have it anymore. I'm telling you, the scam, we need to be in on that. We'd be making big bucks, Ty.
Well, it almost sounds like AZT and HIV, doesn't it?
Yeah, you got that right. Exactly. Same scenario where they haven't isolated it, and even if they have, they've got no test for it, so how they determine when they're succeeding? It's another scam. And this
is
hep C is just like the HIV scam. You were right.
It is. You know, and the people that were diagnosed with HIV, being HIV positive, whatever that is, you put them on AZT, they're dead soon because it's a failed chemotherapy drug. You know, I was out in Phoenix this last few days at a conference, and I had a guy approach me Monday night, and he said, man, I had a buddy that was diagnosed with cancer. He was a, you know, really healthy guy. They put him on chemotherapy, and he is dead in 7 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, folks, is there any reason why people want to know the truth about cancer, the truth about detoxification, the truth about vaccines?
Yeah.
Is there any reason why you listen to the Outside the Box edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger? It's for all of these reasons and more. Tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. We got lots more healing to do, including more news about Big Pharma.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's
800-328-1860. Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
TMB, RSB, together again, and we're going to be together again next week in Dallas. Coming up, of course, though, I'll be at the Homeoprophylaxis Conference. We'll be doing some videotaping of some key people to help us understand the truth about vaccines and also options with homeoprophylaxis. Yeah. So I'm very excited about that. So if you're planning to be in St. Pete, we're still going to be there. The hurricane is not going to St. Petersburg, Florida, okay? Don't be afraid. We'll be there. So let's see. What else we got on tap today? We got a few interesting stories. I always like to talk about the demon spawn of IG Farben. It's like Nazi Germany. I could call it the demon spawn. That's like the breakup of
the big pharma, and then they have all these different pharmaceutical companies. Last hour, I talked about this Suboxone scandal. The maker of Suboxone was trying to sabotage the generic market because it lost its patent protection, so they can extend their patent protection. I mean, not that we're fans of Suboxone, because I think CBD is a much better cannabis, much better option for people coming off of opioids and heroin. But, man, you know, if you try to give a nice word to Big Pharma, it's not, they're not worthy of it.
Well, they're really not. They're really not. And so I think that you're leading us into the article that Mike wrote about the 13 corporations, the history of these 13 corporations. Yeah. So, I mean, the ones that we talked about last week, you know, the big ones, you know, Bayer, Monsanto, we talked about those histories, but there's a lot of other companies that Mike included in this. So you want to just kind of go through them one by one?
Yeah, why not? I mean, people need to know about this. There are 13 that Mike listed here. We've got the links in the show notes if you want to read the story, robertscoutbell.com, and Superdome's blasting them out through the Twitter and Facebook feeds. But, some of these are, you know, I'm not as familiar with as well, because they're not always the biggest names.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with. So Neos Therapeutics is responsible for candy-flavored amphetamine sold as Adzenys.
Adzenys?
Adzenys,
And Shire created Adderall, which we know about Adderall a lot
more. Yeah, we know about that one.
Basically, it's speed for kids.
Candy-flavored
speed for kids, yeah.
Right. So we have Purdue Pharma was created in 1892 in New York, and they are responsible, arguably, he says, for the epidemic of opioid addiction in the United States, producing hydrocodone, OxyContin, and a whole bunch of other painkillers.
Fentanyl. Oh, man, some wicked bad ones. Right. And I think fentanyl, wasn't that involved in Prince's death? I mean, it's just such a, you know, it can cause absolute paralysis. Every system of your body shuts down.
Yes, yeah, I believe fentanyl was. And if I want to say that was one of Elvis's favorite ones, too.
Wow. Yeah.
But I'm not sure. I think that was one of the ones that he liked. But man, you know, Purdue Pharma, I'd never heard of Purdue Pharma.
Well, and the thing is, you know, that's 1892 New York. So it's not that the exclusive home and domain of Big Pharma was Nazi Germany. I mean, there are companies that came out of the United States as well. I guess if we look back in deep enough, we'd probably find ties in there, like Prescott Bush funding the Nazis and, you know, both sides of the war.
Right.
And you find a lot of that with Big Pharma as well, you know, funding the cure. And of course, the cure causes, as we covered just moments ago, Hep C, you get Hep B back. You got to get on another drug. Now,
Novartis.
I've been to Basel, Switzerland. I've seen Novartis. I didn't know. Let's see. They merged with Ciba Geigy and Sandoz.
Yep.
And what do they? Oh, they make some nasty things.
Well, Novartis makes Ritalin, and they also make LSD. I did not know that a pharmaceutical company made LSD, but it was a CI operation where they gave people LSD? I can't remember.
So the CIA gave LSD. It was an experiment to see if they can do mind control, see if they could read minds, all kinds of stuff with that drug. And indeed, Novartis, evidently the manufacturer out of Switzerland for CIA's...
MKUltra.
MKUltra, yes.
Yeah, MKUltra. So that's interesting. That's Novartis.
Ooh,
okay, so what's next?
Let's see.
So it says Novartis owns Syngenta.
Ooh, GMOs.
Which is one of the, GMOs, right? Pesticides and GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently Syngenta was sold to the Chinese government.
Oh.
Now it's called ChemChina, and that's one of the companies that's looking at merging with Bayer and Monsanto and Dow and DuPont.
Right.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
Let's talk about global destruction. Again, this is another thing for you economic heads out there like Ty Bollinger, who's an accountant. A lot of people invest in Big Pharma, and then they stand against it. They argue against it. They won't take the drugs, but they're invested in it. You know, again, think about that, how that might stain your soul. So this is kind of the activity we're dealing with.
Yeah. And here's what's interesting. It's the next paragraph after that, Robert, it says, Novartis coerces entire countries into banning cheaper generic versions of their cancer drugs, namely Colombia. Leaked letters revealed the Novartis control over the Senate Finance Committee, as Colombia was warned that their $450 million in Peace Colombia money would be in jeopardy if they did not crack down on generic versions of Gleevec, their cancer drug.
So here you go, folks. This is, again, another realm of a discussion here. We talk about like, again, the Obamas early on, Michelle naively says, I'm going to plant an organic garden. We're going to do some things. We want GMOs to be labeled. Then they find out how untenable that is with these companies basically going after them and destroying them to do so. You've got these companies going in to these nations like Colombia, buying up everybody and yep. saying, get rid of the generics. We only want our expensive patented version available to you. Now, the yep. next one is Eli Lilly. I mean, Eli Lilly.
Eli Lilly.
Yeah.
RBGH, man. Mm. RBGH, recombinant bovine growth hormone. Yep. They, wow. So, yeah, that says they may have given people the cancer that they may have given people through IGF-1, a product of RBGH-treated cows. So, okay. Right. So
and fluoride and fluoride and Prozac, antipsychotics, uh-huh. Eli Lilly, right there.
Yeah, Eli Lilly.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we have Pfizer. Wow, the list is long for Pfizer.
Zoloft.
Xanax, SSRI antidepressants.
Viagra, of course, Viagra. Everybody's pleased with that. No.
Yeah, Robitussin, yeah. Advil.
Yeah, so look, it's poison. It's global corporations that poison people and poison the planet and make really good money doing it.
Yes.
What about the Nuremberg trials, of Nazi Germany? Corporations on that list from the Nuremberg trials.
Yeah, and Bayer, BASF, and Hetch. Now, Hetch is currently Sanofi Pasteur. And if you remember, we've talked about this, the Sanofi Pasteur DPT vaccine, the Tripedia, was the one that until 2012 or 2013 listed autism as an adverse event, and then they took it off and they renamed it. Because people actually read the package insert, and it was this huge thing all over the internet. Hey, look at the screenshot of, or look at this screen capture of Sanofi Pasteur's insert on the DPT vaccine that it says it causes autism. So they removed it, they got rid of that name, and they just basically renamed the DPT something else. It's not any longer Tripedia, and they took autism off as one of the adverse events.
Incredible.
It's the same. It's the same concoction, though. It's the same ingredients.
Right. And then if you go into Bayer. 1863 Germany, they invented mustard gas, one of those brutal chemical weapons in World War I. They were also utilizing the gases that were, killing the Jews and others in the gas chambers. And, they somehow believe they have a better name than Monsanto. If they were to merge and buy them, they'll say, well, let's call ourselves Bayer. Unless it's ChemCan, if China Chem or Chem China buys them up. Of course, this continues on and on and on. And, the devastation that goes on, and these companies are allowed to run roughshod over the people of planet Earth because there are people of planet Earth that are participating in this disastrous and evil agenda.
Yeah. Yeah, and, the thing is, Robert, it's just so sad because I believe that we have such a big double standard today. It's for those that are in power, whether it be politicians or whether it be these companies that own everything, and that have monopolies on different verticals within the retail or the wholesale markets, they are not held to the same standards. I mean, can you imagine if your little company was found to have people on the board of directors that were convicted of crimes in Nuremberg, at the Nuremberg trials? It would be like front page news that, local company has a war criminal on its board. Mm-hmm. And you would be interviewed by all of the reporters and your company would go down. But we have a company like Bayer who did that very thing and nothing. It's crickets. It's a double standard.
Good corporate citizens. Now, BASF. Yeah. I remember BASF because they also used to make cassette tapes. Those of you old enough to remember cassette tapes.
I remember that.
But they are now the world's largest chemical corporation. Even after Nuremberg, they played it out, and they produce raw materials for pharmaceuticals, plastics, GM seeds, and more. And, again, BASF also makes vitamin C, by the way. So when you're out there buying vitamin C, most of it's made by the pharmaceutical companies, and it is genetically engineered. So be careful to choose your vitamin C carefully.
And then we have Johnson & Johnson, right? Mm-hmm. A household name. But we just talked about this a few months ago, the talcum powder that was causing ovarian cancer, right? They paid $72 million to a woman who used their talcum powder religiously, and she got ovarian cancer. And then here's something interesting. Margaret Hamburg held the highest office at the FDA, which was the commissioner, until 2015, last year. I think she started in 2009.
Yep.
She ensured Johnson & Johnson's profits through minimal regulation to ensure the profits of her husband's hedge fund, Renaissance Technologies, who owned a large stake in Johnson & Johnson. Can anyone say incest?
Whoa, and it even gets more intense. Folks, if you know that Ty Bollinger and I wrote about and Unlock the Power to Heal, the Flexner Report of 1910, you'll know that the Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundation, they funded it for a specific purpose, to establish a medical monopoly, a petrochemical patented medicine monopoly. Margaret Hamburg's father was president of Carnegie Corporation. And both father and mother served as directors of the American Eugenics Society. These are the people at the highest level of government regulation and corporations. They are just like there's evil genocide on their minds. Mm-hmm. You follow them back, the lineage, far back enough, and you will begin to see, and you will not be surprised by what is manifesting through Big Pharma around the planet and why that needs to be immediately, if it's possible. I don't know if it's possible, but reversed, if you will, going back to 1910 and just start over.
And here's what's interesting, Robert. If you look, both of her father and mother were directors with the American Eugenics Society. If you look at the people that founded the American Eugenics Society and you look at the same people that founded Planned Parenthood, you'll find that they were the same. You'll find that the investors were the same. You'll find that they were supported by the same corporations.
Yep, and I've seen political ads against conservative candidates because they don't support abortion for Zika infection. I'm telling you, it's bizarre. Even though the Zika has not been proved to cause any birth defect, even microcephaly, they want to abort every baby they can.
Wow.
This is the kind of evil we're dealing with, folks. Stay away from Big Pharma if you can. And if you keep listening to this show, you can.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Each week, Ty Bollinger and I go outside the box, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours now of archives available to you. RobertScottBell.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcast as well at Red State Radio and UK Health Radio, and of course SoundCloud, and right here in our home for broadcast syndication, GCN. So you can go back and listen to a lot of the, sometimes we do more frivolity, right? Other times we can get pretty intense and serious, and you know, there's some serious topics to cover, certainly. This one, this one's kind of in between. It's like, obviously, I'd like to encourage folks not to have hospital births. I understand why we're, you know, our culture has kind of descended into that place where we look at birthing as a medical condition as opposed to a natural transition in life and bringing new life in. And, you know, I will acknowledge that a lot of people are not as healthy as, you know, some time ago in our past. But at the same time, you better look at that bill if you're going in for a hospital birth, because you never know what they're going to charge you for.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I was watching this, actually, I was watching on a plane today back from Phoenix on Fox News, and they were talking about this very story. They had a baby in the hospital, which is the first mistake.
Yeah,
having a baby in the hospital. But, you know, some people do, and, you know, you gotta watch out for what they charge you for. So he said he was shocked when he got his bill, and they charged him $39.35 per skin-to-skin contact. And so apparently one of the nurses picked up the baby and put skin to skin contact. You know, I don't know what skin touched what skin, but
yeah,
seems like that's something that the mommy would want to do, but apparently the nurse did, and then they billed the family $39 for skin to skin contact. Isn't it bizarre?
I didn't know there was a code for that, right? And you know, this is the thing. Yes, skin to skin contact is very important for a newborn. I mean, they're just coming out from inside the mommy, and you want to, you know, snuggle them tight, you know, bring them and welcome into the world. And, you know, there's so much good to become there. But, you know, charge, you know, for an aspirin, $95, skin to skin contact, $35. I don't,
I had no idea. I think he had, maybe the first time I've ever heard of this.
It's the first time I've ever heard of it, but it does make you wonder what exactly are you getting billed for on those hospital bills?
Mm-hmm.
If they're gonna line item $39 for skin to skin contact, I mean, you know, what else? What are they marking up? Because is that really a $39? Don't nurses pick up babies as part of their job? I mean, it's almost like, hey, let me give you a tip for doing what you're supposed to do.
Right, right. Well, and the thing is, this guy started a GoFundMe page to raise $39 to pay for it. I think he's laughing at it, I guess. It's kind of silly. I mean, obviously it's not $3,900 compared to some things that they charge you for in there. But, you know, even if you have a C-section, which is what happened here, you know, as the dad, you could be in there and you can immediately get the baby and hold the baby to yourself and there's no charge involved there. I don't know why they didn't inform the dad that that was possible. You know, there's so much wrong with the birthing industry. You know,
yeah,
they'll go in and wash a baby as if the baby's dirty. Baby's not dirty. Of course, the other thing that's problematic with a C-section and our friend, Joni Abbott would be all over this is that by not going through the birth canal, you don't get that starting point of the microbacteria to set the microbiome in motion. So that's another thing. I don't know if they begin integrating that they artificially would do that. But probably not, because so much of what happens in a hospital setting, they're 20 or 30 years behind what they should be doing.
Yeah. The list is endless. Well, they wipe the baby off immediately, cut the cord immediately, then let's circumcise them, then let's get them on formula as soon as possible. Okay. You just pretty much sentence that baby to an unhealthy life.
Yeah. No, you start them with an immune challenge from the get-go, and then, of course, they try to give them a hepatitis B shot. Ironically, that kind of brings us full circle to the hepatitis C drugs giving you hepatitis B recurrence.
Yeah.
Again, the absurdities never end. You know, this is a big reason why, you know, doing the truth about whatever it is we're going to do next, right, vaccines and detoxification is so very important, because much of our culture has never been exposed to this information. As you found out yourself with the loss of your loved ones and your first foray into the book, Cancer Step Outside the Box.
Yeah, that's true. And how much time we got left, Robert? We got
to
wrap
seconds.
It up.
Yeah.
Oh, because I really wanted to hit Bill Gates and the 30,000 Indian girls that are being used as human guinea pigs, but I guess we don't have time. We can maybe talk about that another time.
Yeah, you can check it out, though. We have it linked up. 30,000 Indian girls used as guinea pigs to test the cancer vaccine, which, by the way, is not a cancer vaccine. Every time they say they have a vaccine for cancer, it's not. The HPV shot, Gardasil, Cervarix, not approved as a cancer vaccine. It's a lie, but they keep telling it. The mainstream media, too ill-equipped or incompetent to question it. All right, TMB, hang in there. We got Dallas coming up next week.
Oh, yeah.
I've got you covered. In the meantime, tell them what they need to know.
They need to know that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Morgan Silver Dollar, minted from 1878 through 1904 and again in 1921. 90% pure silver. Many agree it's the most beautiful silver coin ever struck. CNS Rare Coins has a huge reserve of these brilliant, uncirculated historical coins and is about to release them to the public for a limited time. Produced at mints located in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Carson City, and San Francisco, this is your chance to obtain a piece of American history. With the price of silver on the rise, shouldn't precious silver be a part of your portfolio? It's the perfect hedge against inflation at below market prices. CNS is proud to release these Morgan Silver Dollars at only $39.95 per coin. So call toll-free 866-95-COINS. There's a 10-coin limit. Call 866-952-6467. And for the first 100 callers, shipping is free. So call now, 866-95-COINS.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or pixwireless.com, spelled PIXwireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.